奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习。
And we just try to continue our study.
那我们从建圣殿啊的这个几个阶段，对照真教会复兴起来的工作。
So therefore, we're concentrating on the rebuilding of the temple as compared with the reestablishing of the true church.
首先就是立奠基的工作啊，我们知道是在。真教会复兴的一个初期是建立根基，重建圣殿是预表幕后真教会的复兴。
The reestablishment of the church prefigure the revival of the true church in the end time.
那首先我们从以斯拉记里面呢，重建圣殿的几个阶段呢、啊，来对照我们今天呢幕后真教会的复兴的工作。
From the book of Ezra, we'd like to compare the chapter with the establishment of the true church at the end time.
我们发现很奇妙，神的作为真是奇妙。
And we find that the work of God is indeed very miraculous.
那么真教会1917年在大陆建立起来之后，30年的时间在亚洲的地区啊，就把真教会的这个根基啊。
And the true church was first established in China in the year 1917, and then from there is then spread to Southeast Asia for the next 30 years.
那也是借着神耶稣基督亲自显现来启示给为保罗。
And it's also through the revelations by the Lord Jesus to Paul Wei.
这个阿摩斯书里头说的，要把根基建造起来，跟以前一样啊。
And it's written in the book of Amos where the establishment must be laid as it was before.
那我们知道以后啊，从50年开始到76年这个期间，就是一个停工的时期啊。
After this period of 30 years, starting from 1950 onward, is the period where the work stopped.
但是真教会的根基啊，真教会的这个工程啊，在台湾。得到保守。
However, the work of laying the foundations of the true church was being protected by God in Taiwan.
也在台湾那边得到神的一个奇妙的预备。
And it was also in Taiwan that God has planned in a very miraculous way.
那大力乌王的时候啊，这个很奇妙，这个命令一下来啊，就开始啊。复兴。
And it was very miraculous that it was after when the decree by King Darius that the work of building the temple can revive.
所以他当政之后啊，他就教会开始复工啊。
When he came into power, the rebuilding of the church starts again.
好，那这个复工的初期呀、啊。就是教会的建立。
The initial stage of building the temple is the building of the church.
所以从台湾开始，先把原有的在亚洲地区啊、东南亚地区啊，这些教会啊，把它再兼顾起来。
Was the building of the true church starting from Taiwan, then to the rest of Asia?
开始成立啊联总的这个组织啊。
The structure of the International Assembly was also established in Taiwan.
做好啊，这个要最后阶段呢，要快速完工的这个准备啊。
And they prepare foundations for the work that comes very rapidly later on.
现在我们看这个以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
我们正在讲到啊，这个真末世真教会啊，的这个预言啊。
We're going to talk about the prophecy of the true church from the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2。
已经重建起来神的殿啊，要建立。
The church that has been rebuilt will have to be strengthened.
第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
所以讲到末后的日子。
It says that the last days.
也是幕后我们就知道这个时间呢已经是最靠很靠近啊。
And we know that we are living in the last days.
好，那么这个神殿的山必坚立。
The mountain of the Lord temple, the temple of the Lord will be established.
真教会的初期啊，很多外教会的一些牧师啊，预言说，这个真教会那么贫穷啊，都是那些无学的小民啊，一些啊。不到十年就消灭了，消失了。
And when the true church was initially established, many of the preacher from other churches they look at our church with disdainful remark as that so many workers in this church are in school and probably will not last for another 10 years.
因为他是在一个最穷困的一个中国来建立这样的教会。
Because the true church was established in the poorest region in the world, which is in China.
他们会长瞧不起。
Many people look down on this church.
但是这个圣经的预言说，神殿的山就是圣，就是真教会。
And however, the Bible prophesies that the mountain of the Lord's temple, which refers to the true church.
这是末后的日子啊。
It's in the last days.
所以指的末世的真教会。
And this refers to the church of
the end time. 这里很肯定地说必坚立。
Here it says that will be established, which is very certain.
所以真教会不但没有被消灭，没有消失，它更加的坚固。
Therefore, we see that the true church not only it was not destroyed, but all the more it was established and strengthened.
这个时期啊，就是联总组织的这个组织建立起来。
And this
period
of time,
全世界真教
的 International Assembly was strengthened, and it managed to organize churches all over the world.
就是建立的一个时期。
And this is a period where the true church was strengthened.
好，然后这个联总的这个组织呢，越来越坚固，同时越来越强壮。
Then the work of the International Assembly has grown to become stronger and more matured.
因为这样子继续啊，已开始推展这个目标啊，世界宣道的这个目标。
And with this, the International Assembly was able to carry out this work of world evangelism.
所以到90年代啊，这个是大快速的这个就是进入了这个。快速啊，被高举的这个阶段。
And starting from 1990s onward, as a period where the gospel was spread very rapidly.
啊，这个超乎哦，所以下面就讲到超乎诸上的高举呀、啊，过于万灵。
And it went to a stage where this church would be raised above the hill, and all nations were streamed to it.
哎，这个真教会啊，就是末期的时候，它会被高举。
So here it says that at the end time, the true church will be raised above.
过于万灵，超乎诸山万灵，就是这些很多很多的这些基督教派。
And it will raise above all the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. When it says all the hills, it refers to churches of other denominations.
那神为什么把真教会高举起来呢？
Why does God want to raise up this true church?
要完成他的这个计划。
Because he wants to complete this plan of his salvation.
万民必流归这山。
Then all nations will stream to this mountain.
万民必因你得福
，and all nations will be blessed because of this temple.
啊，这个神这个应许要成全的。
And this promise of God will be fulfilled.
那要成全这个应许，要完成这个计划，就要把真教会高举起来。
And in order to fulfill this promise of God and this plan of salvation, it is important to raise up this true church.
啊，所以第三节开始说啊。必有许多的国人，他来呀、啊，我们到神的殿啊。
So in verse 3 says that there will be many people will come and say, "Come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord."
到真教会来。
Let's go to the true church.
要做什么
？And what do they do?
要听神的教训。
To listen to the teaching of the Lord.
没有别的，要听神的教训。
There's no other things they do but to listen to the teaching of God.
到其他的教派去，可能有另外其他的因素。
There are many reasons why people will go to other churches.
我也有到真教会来啊，就是一个听话、听道理，没有其他的。
But there's only one reason people come to this true church. It's just listening to the teaching.
如果不是要听道理来了，我看很快就跑掉了。
I'm sure if you don't want to come here to listen just the truth, you would leave.
不但要听，还要来行神的路。
Not only you come and listen to the teaching, you must also walk in His path.
这些人是神拣选的人。
And these are the people that God has chosen.
他们喜欢听神的道，他们喜欢行神的路。
They love to listen to the words of God. They love to walk in His path.
这个就是真教会，神所拣选的，要把这些人都让他们留归这山。
And this is the true church. This is the people that He has chosen. And all the people will come up to this mountain of the Lord.
要来完成神救赎的计划。
And it will come and complete this plan of salvation.
好，那现在我们看到我们真教会这个的这个工作。
Now today we look in the work of the true church.
这个现在从90年代开始，我们看到这个工作已经进入这个高举的快速完工的阶段。
And starting from the 1990, this work of spreading the gospel has come to a peak.
因为大力王啊，下了这个下诏，下这个诏令啊，哇，很快速，要速速的、急速的完成这个工作。
With comparison to the Book of Ezra, King Darius he has passed a decree that this work of rebuilding the temple has to be very quick.
哎，感谢神啊！现在我们会看到。全世界的我们真教会现在大家都有共同一个目标而且很急切大家都是向这个目标费财费力大家很同心的在要快速要完成这个工作
And we thank the Lord that at this moment of time every church in the rest of the world are spending a lot of effort time and money to spread the words of gospel taking on this work of world evangelism
那要怎么样完成这个工作
How do you complete this work
我们看马太福音
Let's turn to the book of Matthew
马太福音第24章
Matthew chapter 24
马太福音第24章24:14
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
马太福音24:14
Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
现在我们要完成这个工作，就是要把这个天国的福音、得救的福音呢。传遍天下。
In order to complete, in order for the work of salvation, to be completed, we have to first preach this gospel to the end of the world.
对万民做见证。
We must preach to all nations, to the world.
这是我们的工作。
This is our work.
然后末期就要来了。
And then the end will come.
好，那么现在我们要第一个就是要传遍。
Here it says the first thing we have to do is to preach to the whole world.
所以你看神的旨意很奇妙啊。现在世界啊，我们因为神的预备啊，让我们信徒啊分散啊，分散到世界各个地方去。
So we can see the work of God is very miraculous that God allowed the members to be scattered all over the world.
啊，亚洲地区不用讲，因为那是一个。根基的地区，所以现在是亚洲是全片的。
And in Asia, we don't have this needless to say because this is a place where God has laid His foundation, and the gospel has already been spread in most part of Asia.
中国大陆现在是急速的发展啊。
And in mainland China, the work is rapid.
是由南到北。
It's from south to north.
以前开始的时候是从北向南。
Originally, when it first started, it was from north to south.
现在复兴起来是由南到北。
But now, when it has been revived, it's from the south to the north.
那现在亚洲地区啊，以前没有传道的菲律宾，现在有。
In Asia, before we don't have work in church in Philippines, but now we do.
那以前印度，我们认为是有我们有在 比较晚的时期传到印度，其实呢1932年已经传到了。
In India, we thought that our gospel has arrived to that place rather late, but originally the gospel has already arrived in 1939.
那是很纯正的、真正的自立、自养、自传的真耶稣教会。
It was one of the purest church where truly the members were self-sufficient and self-preaching and self-independent.
是因为道地的印度人呢、啊。他年轻的时候就到大陆去打工去。
It all started that in 1939, there was a young man that, Indian that went to China to work.
到福建地区那边呢、啊，就听到我们的福音。
And this Indian, he went to, Fujian province, and he received this truth of salvation.
在那里受洗。
So he was baptized there.
后来回到印度去。
Then he returned to India.
结婚了。
And then when he went back, he got married.
就到马来西亚到怡保那边去做锡矿的工作。
Later on, he went to Ipoh, which is in Malaysia, as a miner.
去找教会，找到怡保教会。
When he was seeking for church, he found a true church in Ipoh.
那在那边聚会。
At that place, he had his service.
很热心。
And he was very zealous.
后来被总会啊安立为执事。
It was there at that time that he was ordained as a deacon.
那是1932年。
That was during the 1932.
安立执事之后啊，他就自觉使命啊，把福音带回印度，带着回到印度去开始做传福音的工作。
After when he was ordained as deacon, immediately he returned back to India and he started the work of preaching the gospel.
建立了许多的教会。
So from then on, he established many churches in India.
六十几年来啊，不受任何人的任何教派的影响。
And for the past 60 years, these churches was not affected by any other churches.
信徒现在有4000多人。
There are about 4,000 members in India.
那因为后来我们总会啊，已经是这个大陆啊改变了啊。
Later on, we know that policy in China had changed.
所以在50年的时候啊，曾经写信给我们。南京总会。
In 1950, 谁写信？
那个这个印度。
This Indian brother.
印度这个执事啊，叫普奈亚，普奈亚这个。
Pranaya, he wrote a letter to the assembly in Nanking.
按照这个信，总会已经不在了，他继续的去就没有回音了。
It's because the International Assembly is no longer in Nanking, so nobody had received his letter.
就这样断了。
And since then, the communications between the Indian churches and the rest of the churches was then stopped.
60几年来了，没有联络。
For the past 60 years, we had no contact with them.
但是神的保守，他们继续发展。
But with, because of the protections of God, they continue to spread among themselves.
到去年呢，我联络上了。
It was last year that finally we had our contact with them.
开始联络上的时候，他很怕我们，说你们这是真的还是假的？
When we first had our contact with them, they were very afraid of us, and they said, "Are you the truth or the false?"
他不相信我们是真的是教会。
They don't believe that we are the true Jesus Church.
因为他们的英文的名字叫初一之 mission.
Because they call themselves the True Jesus Mission.
你这个是 church 不一样哦。
And then they see their mission is very different from the word church.
后来接触了，我们跟他解释。
And it was after when we had further contact with them, we explained to them.
那我去的时候，因为他那个我们总会的盖的章啊，有中文有英文。
When I went there, I saw that the seal, the seal has both Chinese and English character.
那个时候初期的时候，我们是真耶稣教会中文是没有变的，他们看不懂。
In the beginning, the name True Jesus Church, in Chinese character was not changed, but of course they are Indian, they do not understand the Chinese.
那个英文就是初级就是 mission。
But for in the English, it is still called, it was called the True Jesus Mission.
现在我们给他中文给他对照一下，哎，一样。
And then we show our Chinese character with its True Jesus Church with their seal, which is also the True Jesus Church, then you realize it was the same.
后来我们跟他解释。
Then we explained to them.
哦，为什么当时会叫 mission 啊？
Why is it called a true Jesus mission in the earlier days?
因为我总会那个时候就有差团啊，一个差。
Because
差会差会
in the beginning, when we send out workers, we call them mission.
啊，但是后来我们认为说，我们真教会啊，教会都要用教会是 church， 要用教会才合乎圣经的这个。
And later on, then we realized that we must use church because church is according to the Bible.
因为我们中文就是教会。
In Chinese, it has always been church. It has never been changed to mission.
后来我们全世界啊，连总的也带全世界都改过来了。
And it was that realizations that we changed this true Jesus mission to true Jesus church.
那么他们没有联络到，所以没有办法，没有改这样。
Because we had lost contact with them all these years, they had never changed the name.
感谢主，现在联络上了，跟他们解释，把这个一讲，大家联络了之后，这一些全部的归回我们真教会。
Thank God, after when we had made contact with them, they were able to return to the church.
这个很奇妙，神的带领啊，很奇妙啊。
It's indeed a miraculous guidance of God.
好，那么整个亚洲可以说都偏了。
And the whole of Asia was filled with true Jesus church.
最没有发展的东是日本。
The place where the work of spreading is not prospering quite well is in Japan.
在去年呢，在东京墨田呢，又成立了一间教会，这个是很意外的。
Last year, finally in Tokyo, a church was established, and this is indeed a miracle.
这个是神在工作，看的。神在做，很奇妙。
And it's miraculous when God starts to work.
那么在其他的地区
，in other part，
我们这边美洲的地区啊，从北美到美国到南美。
Which includes North America, South America, Central America.
现在很重要一个就骗，就是要把这个据点，很多地方要骗啊，这个教会。
Right now, we have many gathering points in America.
那个做见证的点要一直分散。
The place where we testify for God, we have to be scattered in many different areas.
那你会看到今天你看这个点一直分散。
And it is from now that we see that all these different places has been scattered in different areas.
那么到大洋洲啊，大洋洲的那个纽西兰也是，那个点最南端的基督城都有。
And all the way down to New Zealand, in the place Christ Church, we can find a true church there.
那现在基督城奥克兰。
Now we have church in Auckland as well in Christ Church.
好，那又分成中部这个地方，爱灵顿这个威灵顿的地方也有聚会点。那现在奥克兰。另外一个地方又有机会的。
And now in the central region, Wellington, there's also a church as well as in Auckland and Christchurch.
好，澳洲呢有四个教会。
In Australia, there were four churches.
它也是分散从东到西到南。
And all these first, in Australia, these four churches are spread in the north, the south, the east.
那北边那个沙漠地带没有，我们还没有。
Sorry, the east, the west, the south, and the northern part of Australia, we still do not have church yet.
大洋洲可以说这个见证点都已经建立起来了。
So we can see that all these places in Australia in New Zealand, there are many places that has been established.
好，那讲到非洲。
Now I'm going to talk about in Africa.
非洲啊，最近啊，哇，神的工作很明显。
In recent year, the work in Africa was very evident.
以前这个奈及利亚那个沙漠地带那个被风吹掉了。
Before it was started in Nigeria.
后来啊，再建立的这些都很扎实的。
And now that many churches have been established in Africa, they're quite firm.
所以现在连华语地区啊都有了，感谢神。
Even in the French-speaking area, we also have our church.
就是神自己开。开出来的
，It is God Himself that opened the area.
所以现在我们大概在几个国家呢，看很非洲的这个工作，现在很活泼。
So we see that the work in Africa is very active.
所以要在每一个地这个国家，现在是东南一直到中都已经据点都建立起来了。 还有南非啊建立起来。
Now in Africa, we have our church established in the east, in the north, and in the south.
好，那么主要的点已经东西南北都已经建立，然后现在就是借着这个点在扩散。
And all the central strategic region has been established. What we need to do now is scatter to more places.
啊，所以惠州的工作也差不多啊，初步完成了。
And the work of establishing the churches in Africa is also almost to the stage where it's reached its maturity.
啊，欧洲啊。
Now we're going to talk about Europe.
欧洲的话，最北边那边，这个英国啊。
The northern part of Europe.
这个英国也是很奇妙。
To talk about the work in Europe is very miraculous how God worked in England.
全部都是拿撒勒人。
In Britain, in fact, a lot of members there are likened to what the Bible says from Nazareth.
拿撒勒人是捕鱼的啦。
Nazareth, we know they are fishermen.
那一些捕鱼的在亚洲啊，香港一个小岛亚洲地区的那一些弟兄姐妹。
These brothers, they were formerly living in Upchao, which was a little island in Hong Kong.
他们是在这个捕鱼啊，乘着一这个船上做为家，很穷困的捕鱼的一些小民。
They were mainly fishermen, and they lived in their boat. They were boat people living in Upchao.
神把他们全部带到英国去。
And God brought them to Britain.
那边到那边去就不捕鱼了。
And when they reached that place, they no longer were fishermen.
大家都做一样的工作，都改变工作。
They changed their occupations.
开创出一条啊，这个很生活的道路出来。
And they have opened a new way of living.
就是做外卖店。外卖店。
They have a lot of takeout business.
很奇妙，神带领，分布在英国的整个分片遍布在英国，从南到北，
is all spread out in the whole of England from south to north.
八间教会
，there were altogether eight churches.
很奇妙
，it's indeed a miracle.
这个是怎么想都想不通。
You will never be able to think of how God works, but it's indeed a miracle.
这个是英国已经偏了。
So the church in England is spread from south to north.
再来就是欧陆了，欧陆最后了。
We'll talk about the central part of
Europe. 哇，这个欧陆地区啊，就会跟使徒的工作会的衔接了啊，衔接。
The inland of Europe, we have to compare that to the work of the apostle.
那我们看到保罗他的工作到罗马。
When Paul he continued his work until when he arrived at Rome.
罗马我们没有。
We don't have any church in Rome yet.
一个信徒也没有。
We don't even have one member in Rome.
那在从过去啊，在这个保罗所走过的现在那些地区，从耶路撒冷过来就是外邦的地区啊。
And all the places that Paul has traveled before, from Jerusalem to all those Gentile places.
在那些地区，现在我们没有据点。
We don't have any gathering point in Europe in that place.
那么在衔接的地方，现在我们在法国已经在欧陆啊，最大一个据点就在法国巴黎。
And one of the biggest gathering area in Europe right now is in Paris.
那德国那边有一个据点。
And we had another gathering point in Germany.
其他就分散的一个家庭聚会点。
And the rest of Europe was gathered in like a family service.
欧洲这个工作啊，我们知道这个是跟使徒。保罗他们所走过的路线有一个衔接。
The work in Europe we can compare to those paths that Apostle Paul had tread before.
那我们知道我们的莫霍尊教会是接续使徒的工作。
We know that the work of end time of the true church is a continuation of the work of Apostle.
使徒已经完成了耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚。
Now the apostle has completed their gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria.
这个不用讲，这个我们没有我们的份了。
And
那不是我们工作的范围。
And these are not our work. These are these area are not within our work.
那么一直到 外邦来的时候就从西往西面就欧洲地区过来。
And after that, it will be to the Gentile believer that was from the Western Europe.
亚细亚再过来就是欧洲哈，这样子。
From Asia, then it will be Europe.
所以现在我们看到使徒走过建立教会的地方了，我们都没有教会，没有信徒。
All the places where the apostle has tracked before, right now we don't have any churches in that area.
好，那么从那么接下来就开始有聚会点，开始。
What Lord Jesus instructed from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria until the end of the world.
所以现在我们已经把这个教会的分布到全地。
Now our church has tried to spread it to the whole world.
好，很明显是接续使徒的工作。
It's a continuation of the work that's left off by the apostle.
所以我们现在所建立、所走过的、所传道的，都是使徒当时没有到过。
And all the places that we have spread to, all the places that the apostle did not go before.
虽然以后的这些传教士他们是已经走遍，可是这个跟这个没有关系的。
So whatever that the other the places that preachers from other churches have gone to has nothing to do with this.
所以我们对照圣经的这个预言，我们就可以了解。
Therefore, if we look into the prophecy of the Bible, then we can understand.
那现在我们已经接近了，就把它传遍，然后呢，对向万民做见证。现在这个工作很重要。
Now our work is to spread to the whole all the nations, and this is a very important work that we have to take on.
这是最后要完成的工作。
And this is a work that we have to accomplish in the end time.
那这个启示录里面说啊。
In the book of Revelation, it says,
最后要完成那个福音的工作，做见证的工作啊，天使会在空中啊，啊，传福音，传那个永远的福音。
And in the book of Revelation, it says, angel, you'll be in the heaven preaching this eternal gospel.
哎，天使怎么传
？How does this angel preach?
天使不用睡觉。
Angel, he doesn't have to go to bed.
所以他一天24小时都可以传。
He can preach for 24 hours a day.
今天我们怎么传
？Today, how do we preach?
就现在这个网际网络啊，把福音送上去啊，他就整个地球这样一直到24小时来都没有停啊，他都没有睡觉。
And it's just like when we preach in the internet, our preaching can go onto the rest of the world the whole day for 24 hours.
所以现在我们积极在推展，现在我们积极推展的计划，要这个借助卫星的这个把这个福音呢、啊、传送全整个世界。
And today, we are hoping that this gospel can be preached through the satellite, to the whole world.
啊，这个我们的聚会点。
It is through our gathering point.
啊，我们教会的这个见证。
That is through the testimony of this church.
在透过这个天使在空中这样在空中传的了。
And also through this angel that's spreading in heaven,
这样就很快
in air.
向万民做
And this will be very fast how the gospel will spread to the whole world.
来完成这个工作。
This is how this work of salvation can be completed.
那我们完成的，我们的工作是什么
？And what is our work then?
就是外邦的这个工作。
And our work is spreading the gospel to Gentile believers.
我们看到罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章二十五节。
Verse 25.
十一章二十五节，说弟兄们，我不约你，你们不知道这个奥秘啊，恐怕你们自以为聪明啊，就是以色列的人，所以有几分是硬心的。等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家要得救。啊，这里圣经。保罗告诉我们这个奥秘。
Here, Paul tells us this mystery.
这个以色列人呢、啊，一直为什么很奇怪？我们都感到奇怪，为什么他们一直不相信耶稣基督？
Sometimes we find it very strange that why Israel they are still hardening their heart and refuse to believe in Jesus.
我们实在不了解这个。全世界人这么多人在相信耶稣基督，他们不相信。
But the whole world has come to believe, and yet Israel has experienced a hardening in part, where they refused to believe in Christ Jesus.
以色列人是有几分硬心的，那个心硬。
And in fact, their heart is quite hardened, and they will not believe.
因为这是神的计划，要等候神的计划。
And in fact, this is of the plan of God.
等啊。
They'll have to wait.
这个硬心要等啊，不是说。
Even when they're hardening their heart, they have to wait.
等什么？等我们啊。
We are waiting for us.
我们是外邦人。
We are the Gentile.
等外邦人的数目填满了。
Until the full number of the Gentiles has been filled.
那外邦的数目怎么填满呢
？How does this number of the Gentile be filled？
就是我们洗礼啊。
Is when we are baptized.
这个到底数目多少，我们不知道哦。
And when we are baptizing, we do not know the numbers of all the believers.
现在我们全世界的教会啊。都不断地在洗礼啊。
Now, the churches in all different parts of the world, we are continuing to baptize people.
增加一个就少一个，增加一个就少一个，一直洗啊。
And then we just keep adding on members by baptizing.
就一直很接近到这个满的数目啊。
And then as we keep baptizing the member, we'll continue to fill this number until it's being filled.
那如果福音发展得更快，那个数目就更快满了。
And of course, with the gospel spread rapidly, then this full number will be filled very soon.
那保罗说，这个数目满了之后，接下来我们就完工了，完成了。
And Paul says that once this number is being filled, then our work has ended.
那是神跟以色列之间的关系了。
And then it will be the relations and the work of between God and Israel.
这个时候啊，亚伯拉罕这个圣经的这个主角啊，又跑出来了。
Here, Abraham comes in the picture again.
这好像一出戏啊，在中间的时候，那个主角跑掉了。
And this is like a movie. We see it happening, and suddenly this main character, Abraham, disappear out from this movie.
让你们做这配角啊，也来亮亮相，亮亮相这样子。
And then the extra will come into the pictures.
我们和你夫妻啊，我们可以。
And we are like the extra, when we just come in, we are not the important character, but we appear into this movie.
但是我们不是主角。
But we are not the main character.
到最后要结束这个最精彩这一幕啊，一主角跑出来了。
But the movie will come to the climax, and this climax is the part where the main characters appear in the movie.
耶稣基督也出现了。
This is the time when Jesus Christ appear.
以色列人知道啊。这一位就是我们的救主。
And at that time, people of Israel realized that indeed he is our savior.
全家得救。
And the whole family of Israel will be saved.
不是像外邦人说一个一个来，不是这样。
It is not like the Gentile where one and another one will come to believe.
这个真是大奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
按照我们的想法是一个一个来的。
According to our thinking, people will come in one and another.
这是外邦人的方式。
This is the work of Gentile where people will come individually,
一个一个来，一个一个来，
one after another.
但是以色列最后这个是全家得救。
However, for the Israel, it is the time when they will be saved. It's the whole family that will be saved.
那么圣经怎么说呢？
And what does the Bible says?
以色列人得救的数目就是剩下。
The number of the Israelite that will be saved will be the remaining number.
为什么会说剩下呢
？Why is it called the remaining number？
一定有大灾了，一定死了很多人吗
？There will be great persecutions and a lot of people would die.
所以这个外邦人数目填满的时候，进入这个大灾难时期，大灾难。
So after when this Gentile believer has been filled, we will enter into this period of great persecutions.
就是最精彩启示录里面的预言里头啊。
And this is the most important part of it, which is the climax in the book of Revelations.
都要应验的时候。
And all this thing will be fulfilled.
那个时候也就是以色列人全家得救的时候。
And this is a time where the whole family of Israel will be safe.
好，那现在我们要看启示录。来，看启示录。
Now we want to look into the book of Revelations.
看启示录第六章。
Chapter 6.
哦，那这个是最精彩的。
And this is, in fact, the climatic point of this whole movie.
启示录里面最重要就是那个小书卷啊。
The important part to take note of in the book of Revelations are the scroll.
那个小书卷里面封起来啊，用漆印把它封起来啊，就是末后 要快要成的那个事情。
The scrolls was sealed, and this is what will be revealed in the end time.
那么这个小书卷里面呢，从第六章的时候就开始打开。
In chapter six, chapter six, it says that the scroll starts to open one after another.
好，那么这个七印打开啊，我们从七印的打开啊，就来看到啊，看到最后了。
When the seventh seal is open, we see the last stage.